We're back with Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Dr. Riley, for someone who's never been to a chiropractor before, the whole idea could be a bit overwhelming simply because they're unfamiliar with the process. So let's talk about it a little bit. What should people look for when they're choosing a chiropractor?
Sure, Scott. That's a great question. You know, I've spoken to this in the past, that chiropractors are an integral part of managing, treating low back, neck pain, different musculoskeletal complaints, you know, related to the spine and joints and so forth. So, you know, I think the internet's a good place to start. You know, a lot of times when I'm talking to patients about diagnosis and what their problems are, I tell them to stay away from the internet. But in this case, I think it's good to do your homework. I think reviews are good. Try to dig deep on some of the chiropractors that you may see to see what the reviews, what patients have said about them, you know, good or bad. I think a few of the things primarily that I always talk to my patients about and family and friends when I'm talking to them about, you know, if they're looking for a chiropractor, the first thing that I would always recommend to stay away from are x-rays. You know, in the past, I think x-rays are, you know, they're widely overused in my opinion. It's a valuable diagnostic tool to determine what's going on if we want to rule out some form of trauma, a break, a fracture, you know, something nasty like cancer. But 90% of the time, you know, patients present with just generalized neck or low back pain. So I don't think it's necessary to shoot x-rays on every single patient that walks in the door. So first off, I would avoid maybe an office that just shoots the mandatory x-ray. You know, every time each patient comes in, they're get, you know, on that initial exam date, they go through a protocol or a standard of, you know, X number of films that they shoot on the patient. The second thing that I would try to avoid, Scott, is avoid these offices that kind of try to sell you on these predetermined treatment plans. Not a big fan of this at all, because a lot of times we don't know how long it's going to take to, you know, to help or to fix someone. You know, a lot of times I'll see patients that might have gone to another office and someone might have recommended, you know, an exorbitant amount of treatments, maybe 24 to 30 something treatments. And I always think to myself, well, how do they know it's going to take that long to treat this condition? How about if they respond in 4 visits? So I would always, you know, not to say that some conditions aren't more complicated than others and, you know, some treatment times may vary, but I would avoid or be a little wary if someone tries to sell you up front on an extended treatment plan that's going to drag out. The third thing that I would, you know, I always talk to patients about, I like to do things on the first visit. You know, a lot of chiropractors, you know, they bring you in, they shoot the x-rays, they're going to examine you and they're going to say, okay, I'm going to have you come back in a couple of days and we're going to go over all this stuff and then we're going to get going. Well, why don't we get going today? I mean, a lot of times we're going to know what the problem is initially. If it's, you know, for the most part, generally speaking, if it's, you know, general low back or neck pain and we're not worried about anything nasty, patients are there because they're in pain or discomfort and we want to start treating that day to hopefully give them a little bit of relief. If anything, maybe we can give them some advice or some recommendations or show them a few things that they can do on their own to make themselves feel better. Some other things that I would kind of look out for, you know, check to see if they have a good referral network with other physicians, MDs, DOs, orthopedic, neurosurgeons, pain docs, whatever, because if they're unable to help you, maybe they can recommend you to a reputable source that they have a good relationship with that might be more indicated. I think a lot of times as well, when you go to a chiropractor, what says a lot about that physician or doctor is if sometimes they say they can't help you. And I think that says quite a bit about the clinic if they send you to someone that, you know, might be more appropriate to treat your conditions.
So would that be a question then that you, when do you ask that question? Is it on the first visit? Is it before you set up the appointment? Do you ask the receptionist or whoever's on the phone? When do you ask
that? I think that's a fair question. In my opinion, I think that you ask all these things up front. I mean, I know that our time is valuable. So why waste the time if you're going to show up to the office and then they're going to make all these recommendations for treatments and they're going to want to shoot all these x-rays. And so I think it's good that's a great question. When you're on the phone making the appointment or inquiring, or sometimes you like our website, you can maybe email and shoot an email off for some info to determine, hey, what's going to go on and what should I expect on my first visit? Maybe they can give you a clear understanding. And if it is the x-rays and those things, it's something I'd stay away from.
You know, another experience that I've had in dealing with just various doctors, sometimes you can call and they say, yep, we can get you in a couple of days. And others will say, you know, my first appointment is about 9 weeks from now. what should generally people expect when they're contacting your office?
Well, my office is, you know, we like to get patients within 2 to 3 days of that first phone call. And hopefully their schedule and our schedule matches up. But it's imperative that we're able to get these patients in as quickly as possible. Now, when you're dealing with neurosurgeons and some orthopedic surgeons and some types of physicians like that, it might be an 8 to 9 week wait. Always a little weary if you call an office and they say, come in right now. That's always worried me a little bit. It might raise some flags how busy the office is. But our office, I can speak for ourselves, that we're always going to do the best job of getting you in as quickly as possible within 2 to 3 days of that first phone call.
If you're dealing with lingering aches or pains, there's no need to suffer any longer. Contact the team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab, 918-743-3737.